Now, who needs a bit of that? With how about a beach holiday here? The charity Keep Britain Tidy has just announced the beaches that it thinks are the best, the cleanest that is. It gives them a blue flag rating. Jill Partington is from Keep Britain Tidy. It's based in Wigan. How does a beach get a blue flag award then?
Well, to get a Blue Flag Award, really, the beach has to show that they're a premier beach. So they have to have excellent standards in water quality, but also they have to be very, very well managed. So they have to be safe and clean, free from litter. They have to have lifeguarding facilities, toilets, all the basics that you'd expect from a fantastic resort.
So how many beaches in the UK got a blue flag this year?
71 beaches received a blue flag this year. So we've got the famous resorts of Filey, Hunstanton, Hovelawns. They're all proudly flying their flags today.
You were saying that water quality comes into it. Why then do you lose your status? Because you would think once you had good water quality, you'd keep it, wouldn't you?
Well, you would think so. Unfortunately, it isn't the case. In this country, we're an island and we do get very heavy summer rainfall in some years. And what that means for some resorts is that extra sewage comes into the sea, and sewage, especially from the agricultural lands, can affect the water. And really, that's nothing to do with the beach or the beach managers. It's just the weather, I'm afraid.
Who measures it?
The water quality is measured by the Environment Agency, and it's very thorough. They'll go out maybe 20 times during the bathing season, which is between May and September. So that's roughly once a week they'll be testing the water on those beaches.
Do you know what effect getting a blue flag has on visitor numbers potentially?
Certainly, we know how important it is for councils to have a blue flag. It's an international quality mark. It's a sign to people all over the world that that is a beach, that is a well-managed resort. They know what to expect from it. And it does attract visitors. So we know it's incredibly important for beach managers to have, yes.
Well, given that some of these resorts that you mentioned as having lost the flag will have lost it through absolutely no fault of their own, through factors that are outside of their control. What would you say to people who say, well, I'm happy still to go to that beach and I'll just sit on the beach and I'm not going to drink the water. I'm not bothered about whether it's a bit polluted or a bit more than it was.
Well, that's right, and it is unfair, like you say, and we've known that for a while. So we have developed our own award, which is the Quality Coast Award, which still has we still test the water there, and it has mandatory levels of water quality.